Hello, everyone, and welcome to Diamond Minds Podcast. My name is Ricky, and I'll be your host for this episode. Today's topic is going to be a comparison between a Navajo book, Hole Talker, by Joseph Burchak, and a native play, Alternatives, by Drew Hayden Taylor. Hole Talker is a book about how Navajos, a native group of people, were used in World War II to send secret messages to and from U.S. allies. Alternatives is a play about how a dinner party goes to hell after a clash between natives and whites. In this episode, I'm going to talk about conflict. Conflict is usually seen as a bad thing in most cases. But in these texts, it's actually a way to help the characters grow. In Alternatives, conflict forms an unexpected bond between Dale and Angel. It allows Bobby to see Angel for who he really is, and it gives Yvonne the chance to say what she wants without having to hold back. In Cold Talker, conflict, in the form of war, brings Ned and Georgia Boy, two very different people, together. It allows Ned to see that white people aren't the bad guys, and it also allows Ned to say whatever he wants without having to be punished for it. This is said when Dale comes back to get his jacket after everyone leaves. Boy, that smells good. After everyone leaves in anger, Dale comes back to get his jacket. He meets Angel there and they begin to talk. This forms a friendly bond between the two of them that no one saw coming. Angel and Dale are two very different characters, but at the end of the day, it is them enjoying what's left of the dinner party. The fighting and the arguing that led up to this moment is what allowed them to become good friends. In all the heat, Dale forgets his jacket, and that forms a friendship with Angel. This is said before Bobby and Yvonne leave the dinner party. You know something? I was so happy to hear you called. I'd missed you. But now I remember, you didn't call. She did. Bobby was happy to spend time with his childhood friend, Angel, but Angel never really wanted to see him. The conflict at the dinner party showed Angel, or Bobby rather, that Angel never really wanted him or Yvonne there. This conflict shows Bobby how Angel really feels. And without it, Bobby would have never come to that realization. Bobby knew that Angel was not the one who initially invited him, but he was blinded by their past friendship, and when Angel didn't return the feelings, Bobby's eyes were opened. This is narrated when Ned meets Georgia Boy for the first time. "If you want," I said, "I can teach you." The smile that came over his face was so broad that I knew I'd made a friend. When Georgia Boy walks up to Ned, Ned prepares for Georgia Boy to make fun of him for being Navajo. Instead, it is the foundation of their strong friendship. It is war that brought the Navajos and the white people together. And it is also war that is showing them that they can live side by side together in peace. Prior to this, white people, both young and old, would poke fun at Navajos for being who they are. But of all the things that could have brought them together, it was war. War opened the door of unity between Navajos and white people. This is narrated when Ned and his friends see how the Japanese soldiers selflessly took the American food donation for themselves. It was indeed the very same food donated by Americans to Japan before the war. The Japanese military government had stolen it from their own hungry people. Ned grew up believing that white people were the bad guys, but once he saw how whites and Navajos can live together, he realized that they were not. Then war came along, and Ned saw all Japanese people as the bad guys instead. But when he saw the food donations he had prepared for Japan before the war, and how Japanese civilians were killing themselves left, right, and center in fear of American soldiers, he realized that not everyone is bad, and not everyone is good. But in this case, it was the Japanese army who was bad. But without this war, Ned would not have been able to see how poor Japanese people were being treated. Once Ned was in the middle of war, he was revealed to what was really going on and what was not. He was finally able to see who the real bad guys are. In conclusion, it is the conflict in Alternatives and Code Talker that makes a road for the rest of the characters to do things they could not do before. Through conflict, Angel and Dale form an unseen bond, same as Ned and Georgia Boy. Conflict lets lets Bobby to see how Angel feels about their friendship, and lets Ned to see who the real enemy is. Because of conflict, Yvonne gets the chance to speak her mind, and Ned can say what he wants without having to be punished for it. And finally, although conflict can seem like a bad thing, it can actually be a good thing. Conflict is a way of healing and recovering. Thus, I leave you with a quote by Miguel Angel Ruiz. People like to say, that the conflict is between good and evil. The real conflict is between truth and lies. Thank you for tuning into Diamond Minds Podcast. Hope to see you here again. Till then, I'm Ricky, giving you the knowledge and the meaning in between the lines. Peace.